Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Myers. Batting second. The third baseman, Lou Riggs. Batting third. The right fielder, Ivel Goodman. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ernie Lombardi. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Samuel Byrd. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Alex Kamporis. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Adam Komorowski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cy Johnson. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Cy Johnson. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chuck Klein. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Kiki Kyler. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Henshaw. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Roy Henshaw. And now, play ball. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Reds. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kamporis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kamporis catches it and throws to first to double up Gallen. Two outs. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck takes first base on ball four. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Samuel Byrd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrd hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Kamporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kamporis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kamporis is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Kamporis moves to second. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a pop-up towards short. Myers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Komorowski. Kyler reaches second base with a double. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Cy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0 for 1 in the game. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henshaw fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Riggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Henshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Herman for the out. Gallen moves to second. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Camporis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goodman for the out. One out. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0 for 1 in the game. Lombardi strikes out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0 for 1 in the game. Bird hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges hits a pop-up towards short. Myers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Henshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Henshaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Gallen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Camporis takes first base on ball 4. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Komorowski strikes out. There goes Camporis. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Cy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. Camporis moves to third. Two outs. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0 for 2 in the game. Myers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Camporis scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Riggs is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 2 in the game. Herman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Hack hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Komorowski fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Komorowski. Hack moves to third. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hack scores. It's 4-2, Cubs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Klein hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 2 in the game. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Goodman. Cavaretta reaches second base with a double. Hartnett moves to third. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hartnett scores. Cavaretta moves to third. It's 5-2, Cubs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kyler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cavaretta scores. It's 6-2, Cubs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kyler. The throw from Lombardi and he is out, Camporis applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Goodman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0 for 2 in the game. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Henshaw, and towards Herman, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0 for 2 in the game. Bird hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kyler. Bird reaches second base with a double. There goes Sullivan trying to get to home. Kyler throws the ball into Georges, who relays the ball to Hartnett, who tags Sullivan, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Georges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Georges is 0 for 2 in the game. Georges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Henshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henshaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Henshaw bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Georges moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Camporis fields it and throws to second for the out. Georges moves to third. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 3 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into left field. Komorowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Georges scores. Two outs. It's 7-2, Cubs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Gallen moves to second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bird, who is chasing the ball. Hartnett reaches third base with a triple. Gallen scores. Hack scores. It's 9-2, Cubs. Don Brennan now pitching. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Lombardi for a passed ball. Hartnett scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-2, Cubs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Camporis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Ken O'Day now catching. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Camporis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski is 0 for 2 in the game. Komorowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Brennan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brennan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Myers takes first base on ball four. Brennan moves to second. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs is 0 for 3 in the game. Riggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brennan moves to third. Myers moves to second. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a fly ball towards center. Bird settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Bird. Gerges moves to second. Roy Henshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henshaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Henshaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0 for 3 in the game. Lombardi hits a line drive towards first. Cavaretta reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bird takes first base on ball 4. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Camporis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bird moves to second. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski is 0 for 3 in the game. Komorowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Gallen hits a fly ball into left field. Komorowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and three walks. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Camporis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Herman moves to second. Two outs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Camporis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Gordon Slade pinch hits for Don Brennan. Gordon Slade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slade hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henshaw picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Henshaw. Myers moves to second. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Riggs takes first base on ball 4. Ival Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Goodman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0-for-4 in the game. Lombardi takes first base on ball 4. Myers moves to third. Riggs moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 10, and Cincinnati Reds, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.